dealt with a lot of injuries over the years, and you just learn about pain management and how to get yourself in the best shape to play on Sunday, and then playing with pain. Obviously, I hurt it on the third play of the game and had to, you know, gut it out through some very difficult pain, speaking to me at times, and obviously slowing me down with some of the stuff I'm good at, moving the pocket and moving outside the pocket. But, you know, it'll be about pain management on Sunday. But the good thing is, you know, I'll be out there. I'll be out there and ready to go. No, because he's such a warrior. I mean, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. The stuff that he's dealt with over the years is remarkable. He doesn't complain about it. He goes out there and plays and pushes through it. And, you know, he's a stud, and I'm really glad he's protecting me. You know, just the example that he sets about pain management, I think, is great for all of us to see a guy like that and know how much he deals with on a week-to-week basis, and how much he pushed himself to be out there last week was a big lift for our team. It's a lot mental. I mean, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable in those situations, especially back in 2007 and 2008 down there. We're very uncomfortable. 07, probably the coldest game I've ever been a part of, and in a day where you're almost happy that you have a hamstring injury that doesn't allow you to go out there, because the way we're getting beat down that day, I'm sure I would have got some time in that game. But yeah, it was rough. The snaps to the punter were tough. Shotgun snaps were tough. Passes. I remember Brett threw a check down the flat, and the ball went over Tony's head, and then Peanut had a great chance for a pick, and the ball kind of dropped out of the air for him. So it was definitely a tough game for us in tough conditions. 08, down there the night before, was like minus 40. I remember going to dinner going, man, how the heck are we going to play in this tomorrow? It warmed up to about, I think, minus, it was in the teens maybe with the wind chill. That was definitely a tough day as well, and a tough outcome for us.
How challenging is it to handle the ball when it's that cold?
You know, I think really anywhere from 10 and below is difficult to handle it, but not a huge change. You know, we practice outside in these conditions, so we're used to the elements and how it affects the football. But, you know, we've done a good job, I think, over the years of taking care of the football in these type of games.